So this hypnosis session is using the coin drop technique to increase calm and positivity. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable position, find a spot in your home where you can practice the hypnosis where you will not be disturbed. Allow your shoulders to drop down, your hands and your legs to relax. Allow yourself to forget about the sounds you may hear around. If you do happen to hear sounds around, you can just gently bring them back to the words being said and follow along. You need not try to block out any sounds, or you need not try to force any particular sensations. Just allow yourself to relax. Allow your mind to drift, to let go, and allow yourself to enjoy the benefits of this hypnosis. Hypnosis is just simply deeply focused concentration. It's a power and ability we all have. Hypnosis is not like sleep. In hypnosis, we do not lose consciousness. So by just allowing yourself to relax, allow things to flow freely, you'll find you'll get the most out of this hypnotic experience. You'll take the messages that are meaningful to you and you'll be able to disregard the rest. So now with the coin in your hand, what I'd like you to do is stretch one arm out, the arm with the coin, stretch it out in front of you and keep it there. And you'll find over the course of this exercise, that's simple to do. Your thumb is extended out from your hand like you're hitchhiking. Now here's the first instruction. Keep your eyes fixed on your thumbnail. Throughout the exercise, until I suggest otherwise, your eyes are going to be glued to your thumbnail all the time. Now I'm going to start counting, and with each count, you'll feel changes in your fingers. While your eyes are focused on the thumb, your mind can pay attention to the feelings in your fingers, to the relation of your fingers to the coin, how your fingers feel against the coin, the feeling of relaxation, of looseness that follows. Now as I count, allow your fingers to relax, straighten out with each count, so that eventually the fingers straighten out to the point where the coin drops. When the coin drops, that's a signal for two things to happen. Firstly, your eyes will close, and secondly, your whole body will go limp. Your whole body will melt down into the chair, the furniture, wherever you lay, just as if you're going to sleep, but going into a deep, deep hypnosis, a wonderful state of deep relaxation, so inviting. We all love that feeling of slipping into deep sleep. Sometimes, though, your eyes get so heavy and tired from being glued to your thumbnails, so tired they'll close long before the coin drops, or perhaps after, in whatever order happens. If your eyes close before the coin drops, just simply let them stay closed. Then you can pay all your attention to the way your fingers feel and the way they're relaxed with each count. And eventually the coin will drop on its own in its own time. So now I'm going to repeat these instructions so that you can follow them exactly. So keeping your eyes glued on your thumbnail, I'll count, and as I count, you pay attention to your fingers and feel them straightening out and relaxing. They'll relax more and more with each count until the fingers have opened up to the point where the coin drops. Then, unless your eyes are already closed, they will close now and you'll go deeply relaxed. The sound of the coin dropping makes you go deeper and deeper into relaxation. I may or may not hold my hand under your arm, so that you don't have to fear relaxing, but you can, it can help you relax. Now that I think you've understood the instructions thoroughly, we can just go ahead and you can do your part. Now, one, paying attention to your fingers. Feel the nice relaxation that's going to come into them with each count a little bit more. Your eyes are glued to your thumbnail and your fingers relax a bit more with each count. They're relaxing a little now and your eyes are growing tired. Your eyes are feeling heavy looking at your thumbnail. And soon they may want to close. They're starting to blink. It's perfectly all right to let them close. And two, the eyes are feeling heavier, heavier and heavier. Like there's metal in the lids and they want to close. You may feel your fingers straightening out. You're doing very well. Three, you may feel your eyes beginning to water a little bit more. Arm feeling heavier. The urge to relax growing stronger. Your whole body sinking down more and more into the chair, into the furniture. A wonderful feeling. Deep relaxation, not having a care in the world, settling in, a desire to take this time for you, growing stronger, desire to feel more peace, growing larger, and four, your eyelids are blinking. Your fingers have opened a little more around the coin. You're doing very well. You are making a wonderful effort. You can hardly keep your eyes open. Your fingers are straightening more and more. You can just feel your whole body relaxing more and more. Not a care in the world. Wanting more and more to enjoy that mental and physical holiday. Feeling your shoulders relaxing. Your legs settling down. The muscles around your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw, loosening, letting go. Forehead is relaxing. And five. Your eyelids are closing more and more. fingers opening more and more, and your arm is growing comfortably heavy and relaxed. It's perfectly all right for you to relax your mind, your body. A wonderful sensation of heavy lids takes you deeper and deeper into comfort, into calm, into peacefulness. In six, your hand is relaxed, fingers fully straightened, eyes closed or closing. And you're doing fine. You're doing very well. Very good. And with each word that I say, every word that is said, you'll feel yourself relax more and more. And that wonderful calm, peacefulness, that heaviness flows throughout your body. That calm, peacefulness flows through your entire body. From the tip of your head, over your forehead, your eyes, your cheeks, your jaw. Peaceful, calm heaviness flows over your chest, down your arms, to the very tips of your fingers. Flows over your chest, to your tummy, your legs, to the tips of your toes. Wave upon wave, a peaceful calm of heaviness, just allowing you to drift deeper and deeper into this calm, comfortable state of deep hypnosis. Drifting more and more with every word that is said. And my voice will follow with you as you drift deeper and deeper. You'll hear my words without needing to focus on them. My words will drift deeper and deeper with you. And as you drift deeper and deeper into this calm, deep peacefulness, you'll experience four things. You'll experience the four S's of symptom relief. You'll start to feel lighter and lighter. The world, your problems, will feel lighter. Your choices will feel lighter. You'll be able to make decisions easier. You'll notice a bounce in your step as more energy returns, more optimism. Symptom relief. The depression will start to wane. Sun will shine in. Optimism will begin to take its place. Impatience will be replaced with patience, more tolerance, more acceptance. Patience, more energy, more optimism. This will happen more and more. Symptom relief, little by little, more and more. you'll also experience another S in addition to symptom relief. Self-confidence will return. The old you will return. The unstoppable gal, the determined gal, the confident gal will return. The woman who knew she could do anything. The self-confidence, the belief in yourself. And with that self-confidence, you'll also notice another S will grow more and more, and that self-acceptance. Those two are good friends. Self-acceptance breeds self-confidence. The more we can be patient, accepting of what is, the more confidence will grow. And even if you have goals to achieve certain things, being able to accept things as they are and work towards what you want with patience, that self-acceptance, that patience will breed self-confidence. And with symptom relief, self-confidence, self-acceptance, you'll feel more self-control. You'll be able to make more and more decisions that are in your best interest for tomorrow and not the next day. Decisions that help you grow better and stronger. Instead of decisions that feed the old needs, these are decisions that feed the you you want to be. They're decisions for you, what's in your best interest, that'll help you grow more confident, more self-assured, more optimistic, more patient. So you'll be able to exercise more self-control, engage less in the behaviors that made you feel worse about yourself. Exercise more self-control to choose and make decisions that are in your best interest. And with that, one of those is to be able to distance yourself more and more from an old cancer, an old lesion, an old habit named Corey. You'll be able to exercise self-control and make decisions to serve your needs for tomorrow, the day after, a week from now, 2 weeks from now. Make decisions that are in your best interest and step away from, distance yourself from decisions of the past that only serve to make you feel worse about yourself. So these things will grow stronger: symptom relief, self-confidence, self-acceptance, self-control, making decisions that serve you, the you of tomorrow, the day after, a week from now. This will get easier and easier. You'll notice you focus more on the positive about yourself. You grow more patient, more tolerant. You'll feel more assertive energy and enjoy this more and more. You'll see yourself taking more small steps that help you feel stronger and stronger with patience. Like perhaps getting a personal trainer, starting small, working up slowly with patience. You'll surround yourself with friends and company that love you. You'll do more and more things that feed your self-acceptance, that feed optimism, positivity, calm, patience. You'll see yourself doing more and more of those things in your life, each and every day, in small ways, in big ways, but consistently, persistently, doing more and more things that feed your better self. And you may have already noticed how your conscious mind is listening to my voice, while your unconscious mind is very busy attending to important matters. Your conscious mind may not be fully deep in hypnosis, while your unconscious mind is concerned with your well-being, your safety. Your conscious mind may be doubtful, but your unconscious mind may find security, peace, and calm reassuring. It thinks in a broader way. Your conscious mind may take caution and precaution, while your unconscious mind allows you to drift deeper and deeper to the depth of trance that feels right for you today. And your unconscious mind protects and guides you as your conscious mind may hear my words. Your unconscious mind can allow you to deepen your trance and does hear and does know, while your conscious mind wonders how. Your unconscious mind already knows and discovers how. So take a moment, take some time while I'm quiet to really enjoy the peace and the calm you now feel. To really enjoy what's already happening. To really enjoy the deep relief, calm, peace you now experience. Good. And every time you practice this hypnosis, you'll notice these good sensations, this positivity, optimism, patience, self-acceptance will grow stronger and stronger. You'll feel yourself walking lighter, more optimistic throughout the day. Things will feel lighter. It'll be easier to make decisions, easier to let go of old habits. You'll feel that self-confidence grow, that self-acceptance, patience for where things are now. But with that persistence, you know you have, it'll change with your persistence, little by little, day after day, effort after effort, that positivity, resilience, strength of mind and body will grow every day. Your ability to make decisions that serve your interest tomorrow, that self-control, doing what's in your best interest, that'll grow stronger. You'll experience more and more symptom relief, more and more self-acceptance, more and more self-confidence, more and more greater ability to exercise the self-control that will serve your needs for tomorrow, and let go of old habits. This will happen more and more each and every day. As you practice this hypnosis, you'll grow deeper and deeper into hypnosis. Easier, faster, and the benefits will last hours, days, and weeks every time you practice. And as you practice, keep noticing how things get stronger, more optimistic, more calm, more confident, more pleasant, more peaceful. And now I'd like to teach you a very simple technique to use whenever you feel strong emotion, so that you can feel things in their proportion. So if ever, whenever you feel uncomfortable feelings such as fear, sadness, loneliness, and you notice yourself ruminating, you notice those feelings that come in your chest, in your tummy, in your head, when you feel these feelings, perhaps a heaviness, a tightness, a desperation, this will be a cue to you to pause. When you feel yourself feeling these feelings, this heaviness, this tightness, when you notice these feelings, when you sense you're ruminating, you will pause. And in taking a pause, you take a moment for you. And when you take this pause, you introduce the possibility of doing things differently, responding kinder, calmer. And because of that, there'll be a different outcome. We resist taking this pause because it's familiar to slip in to the rumination. It's familiar to feel these feelings and to do what we've always done. But when we pause, we open up a door to a new possibility, a new outcome, a new feeling, new thought. So all you need to do is pause when you see yourself, sense you're ruminating, when you sense the feeling of fear, sadness, loneliness, when you have that feeling in your chest, in your tummy, in your head, just pause. Pause. And when you pause, repeat to yourself, I am aware of a feeling of sadness. I am aware of a feeling of self-loathing. I am aware of a feeling of loneliness. I am aware of a feeling of fear. Whatever the feeling is, you'll say this to yourself after you pause. I am aware of a feeling of. Then as you do that, imagine yourself stepping away from that feeling. Step outside of yourself. Step away from the feeling. Look in through the window at the feeling. See the tension, the tightness. See the heaviness. Sense that heaviness. See the misery. See the rumination. See how deep it is, intense it is. Step outside of it. Step away. Imagine yourself on a mountaintop or at the ridge of a valley, looking down, looking across, seeing the intensity, see the gripping of the emotion. As you pause and you say this to yourself, I'm aware of the feeling of sadness. Step outside, step away, look at it. Create space between you and the feeling, between you and the rumination, between you and the sensation in your body. Create space, pause. I am aware of the feeling of sadness. I am aware of the habit of rumination. I am aware of the sensation in the chest of heaviness. Step outside of it, create space. Look at it from outside with compassion, with kindness, like you would another human feeling those feelings, an animal feeling those feelings. And now, repeat quietly to yourself in your mind's eye, I release the feeling of sadness. I release the habit of rumination. I release the sensation of heaviness in my chest. Fill those in. Fill in the blanks for whatever you're feeling. I release the feeling of. I release the sensation in my body of. I release the rumination of. I release the feeling of. I release the sensation in my body of. I release the rumination of. I release the feeling of. I release the sensation in my body of. I release the rumination of. And as you continue to see the distance grow between those feelings, those sensations, that rumination, bring back to mind your familiar mantra, repeating it quietly in your mind's eye to yourself over and over and over again. In this moment, I am okay. In this moment, everything is okay. In this moment, everything will be okay. In this moment, I am okay. In this moment, everything is okay. in this moment, everything will be okay. Repeat that now to yourself as I'm quiet. Good. And every day you'll notice as you practice this hypnosis, you'll grow more calm, more relaxed, more optimistic. Your self-confidence will grow. Your symptom relief will grow. You'll feel more optimism, more decisiveness, a better ability to make decisions that serve your best interest tomorrow, the day after, the week after that. You'll be better able to let go of ruminations, better able to distance yourself from feelings of sadness, loneliness, self-loathing. Let go of ruminations. Let go of negative sensations in your body, and let go of these feelings of sadness, loneliness, self-loathing. And instead, you'll embrace more optimism, more calm, more self-confidence, more self-acceptance and patience. And this will grow more and more. Calmer and calmer, better able to use the things you're working on in therapy throughout the day, every day, more and more, with patience, with acceptance. And as we close this session, you'll notice these lovely feelings that you're feeling will remain with you even after this hypnosis comes to a close. Everything we've worked on here today will have stirred up a lot of things in your unconscious mind. And I want you to be alert to those changes in behavior that'll occur more and more. More alert to the changes and the shifts in your emotions, the shifts in your thinking. And this will be a direct result of what we've worked on today. It'll be marvelous to be surprised as these changes reveal themselves more and more. And soon it'll be time for you to come out of hypnosis. And when you do, you'll feel very pleased with yourself for making the progress you have. And between now and when we meet again, your unconscious mind will continue to work on these things and they'll get stronger. And you'll notice yourself quickly and easily drifting into hypnosis. And you'll know easily and more readily you are okay. In this moment, everything is okay. And in this moment, everything will be okay. And you'll be able to awaken out of hypnosis, feeling more optimistic, more positive, more calm, knowing you've worked hard. In a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes, feeling alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. The optimism, self-confidence, calm will stay with you. And you'll feel relaxed and confident in yourself and the future. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. 1. Two, three, more aware of the sounds outside the building, outside the structure, outside the room. 4, when you're ready, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. Feeling sensations return. More awareness of the top of your head, the tips of your toes, the tips of your fingers. While that optimism, calm and confidence stays with you. And 5, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you, taking that refreshing sense of relief and relaxation with you. Whenever you're ready, returning back to the room around you, more and more aware, more and more alert, calm, peacefulness coming with you as you wiggle your fingers and toes and return back to the room around you.